Never thought we'd see this place again. Sophie Newman grinned and looked at her brother. Never thought I'd be so happy to see it, Josh said. It looks, I don't know, different. It looks the same, his twin answered. We're the ones who've changed. Sophie and Josh were walking down Scott Street in Pacific Heights, heading for their Aunt Agnes's house on the corner of Sacramento Street. They had last seen the house 6 days earlier, Thursday, May 31st, when they had left for work, Sophie at the coffee shop, Josh in the bookstore. It had started as just another ordinary day, but it had turned out to be the last ordinary day they would ever experience. That day, their world had changed forever. They too had changed, both physically and mentally.
What do we tell her?
Josh asked nervously. Aunt Agnes was 84, and although they called her aunt, she was not actually related to them by blood. Sophie thought she might have been their grandmother's sister, or cousin, or maybe just a friend. But she had never been quite sure. Aunt Agnes was a sweet but grumpy old lady who fussed and worried if they were even 5 minutes late. She drove both Sophie and Josh crazy and reported back to their parents about every single thing they did.
"We keep it simple," Sophie said. "We stick to the story we told Mom and Dad. First, the bookshop closed because Perronel wasn't feeling well, and then the Flamels..."
"The Flemings," Josh corrected her.
"The Flemings invited us to stay with them in their house in the desert."
"And why did the bookshop close?"
"Gas leak."
Josh nodded.
"Gas leak. And where's the house in the desert?"
"Joshua Tree."
"Okay, I got it."
"Are you sure? You're a terrible liar."
Josh shrugged.
"I'll try.
You know we're going to get grilled."
"I know.
And that's even before we have to talk to Mom and Dad."
Josh nodded. He glanced over at Sophie. He'd been mulling something over for the past few days and figured this would be the perfect time to bring it up.
"I've been thinking," he said slowly. "Maybe we should just tell them the truth."
"The truth?" Sophie's expression remained unchanged, and the twins continued walking, crossing Jackson Street. They could see their aunt's white, wooden Victorian house 3 blocks away.
"What do you think?"
Josh asked, when his sister said nothing more. Finally, Sophie nodded.
"Sure, we could."
She brushed a few strands of blonde hair out of her eyes and looked at her brother.
"But just let me get this straight first. We're going to tell Mom and Dad that their entire life's work has been for nothing, that everything they have ever studied, history, archaeology, and paleontology, is wrong."
Her eyes sparkled.
"I think it's a great idea, but I'll let you go ahead and do it, and I'll watch."
Josh shrugged uncomfortably.
"Okay, okay. So we don't tell them."
"Not yet, in any case."
"Agreed. But it'll come out sooner or later. You know how impossible it is to keep secrets from them, and they always know everything."
"That's because Aunt Agnes tells them,"
Sophie muttered.
A sleek, black stretch limousine with tinted windows drove slowly past them, the driver leaning forward, checking addresses on the tree-lined street.
The car signaled and pulled in farther down the block. Josh indicated the limo with a jerk of his chin.
"That's weird. It looks like it's stopping outside Aunt Agnes's."
Sophie looked up disinterestedly.
"I just wish there was someone we could talk to," she murmured.
"Someone like Gilgamesh."
Her blue eyes magnified with sudden tears.
I hope he's okay.
The last time she had seen the immortal, he'd just been wounded by an arrow fired by the horned god. She looked at her brother, irritated.
You're not even listening to me.